CliffCentral.com. But let's do the one thing for the week. So I want you to try something new this week. And this is something psychologists do with people. And it might be quite instructive. It sounds stupid, but it could teach you quite a lot about yourself. And people are reticent to do this. You probably the last time you did it was when you were in the first or second year of primary school, maybe, or even nursery school. And the reason that psychologists make people do it is because it reveals something about what you think of yourself. And it is that for this week, you're going to draw a self-portrait or paint a self-portrait or do with whatever. You can do it in, you know, in pencil. You can do it with paintbrushes. You can do it in ink. You can just draw a cartoon of yourself, whatever. It just has to be some representation of yourself. A lot of people find this really, really hard to do. It makes them uncomfortable. They don't enjoy looking at a picture of themselves because it's never going to be the idealized idea you have in your head of yourself. A lot of people are very hard on themselves. So if you draw a picture and it's better looking than you think it should be, then you make it uglier. There's a whole lot of psychology that goes on here. Many people who have confidence issues, that you can't even get them to think about doing this. So either take a photograph that you do like of yourself on your phone and then try and draw that or paint it, no matter how little artistic skill you have, by the way, whatever medium it is that you use here. But it's apparently a very good process to go through because you analyze yourself objectively like an artist would try to. And obviously you're not going to, unless you are extraordinarily talented, you're not going to get a very super realistic portrait. But it reveals a whole lot about how you feel about yourself and your features, and whether you draw yourself with a smile or a frown, whether you draw yourself in a particular way, like facing the camera or away or to the side, or, you know, it's really, have you ever done this? When last did you draw a picture of yourself?
So in, I think it was grade 6, we still had art class as a subject, and we had to sort of do a portrait, and I cannot draw. I literally cannot draw. So what I did was a stick figure. Literally, people spend like a full hour. It took me like 30 seconds. I drew a circle with arms, legs, feet. My mother framed it, and she still has it in her house now.
Oh, no.
And she says it's a good memory, and I think it's she's just trying to tell me what I shouldn't pursue in life.
She's being a good Jewish mother. She wants you to be proud of your achievement.
It took me 30 seconds, and it's now a work of art.
No, it's a work of art in your mother's mind, and that's different to being an actual work of art. But look, this doesn't have to. You don't even have to show anybody. All right, just do it because I think it would be really interesting to try. See if you can get it right.
I'll need the full 7 days to finish this. Look, heaven knows I don't have an ego problem, so it's not that.
No, but it's funny how it manifests itself when you ask to like look at your own personality and draw your own face. A lot of people have uncomfortable relationship with the way they look, and I think it would be interesting.
I just realized I have a bunch of pictures here, and it's meant to be of my family and friends, but out of the 1, 2, 3, 4,
all of them are
photos,
you. All of them are you.
I mean, everyone.
Look at you, Sia.
There's a fan for yourself over there.
But Sia, I could have predicted that. I could have totally predicted that.
So I don't have
a larger fear.
Yeah, you know.
So. It's all Sia. But that's not entirely a bad thing. I mean, we like teasing you about it, but do this because, I mean, I don't have any insights into what you might draw for yourself, and I'm not going to go into analysis because it's not my area of expertise. But, you know, Freud will have said that these drawings will reveal things about yourself that you do and don't know subconsciously and consciously, and it'll give you an idea of what you think of yourself, not necessarily because of your artistic output, but because, you know, like Flax's one, I think is really, that's powerful stuff because, in a way, your mother's right. It is a work of art. You wanted to get it done. It wasn't about you didn't overthink it, which is kind of your personality. So even that reveals something. Even though it's crap, it reveals something.
Maybe I knew, like, as a grade 6 year, I don't know how old you are in grade six, but I knew that wasn't what I was going to pursue as a career.
Yeah, sure.
And trash that one.
I mean, the one that we did 2 weeks ago was really cool. That was like write down a bunch of things that you know you're never going to do. And that links to what you've just said, Flack. So I'm never going to be a great artist. You write that down and then you just write it down and throw it away. So you're kind of saying goodbye to that stupid dream that's just never going to come true because it clears your head so you can focus on other things.
Mm. I've always had this idea that because you grew up with your body, your eyes see your body every day. So like you don't really see change until you step away and then come back.
Yeah.
So you've sort of created this chiseled image of what your body used to be, and you still remember and retain that image. So when you look at yourself now or like an improved version, you don't see what someone else actually sees. So like when I look at myself in the mirror, I don't see what Gareth and Sia see when they look at me because I have a preconceived perception that's been created from looking at myself every day.
Listen, I've got a pretty healthy confidence, but I know for a fact that I don't have some idealized version of my body in my head. Like my body always needs work. If it ever happens, I don't think it will. The day I wake up and I'm like, fuck, you're looking good. It'll never happen. The day that happens, it'll be the last day I'm alive. Watch.
You've given up on that?
Yeah, the shock of, well, I know I can improve in little ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know I can kind of lose a bit of weight and, you know, I can get my, monthly skin treatment done and I can have a haircut and those kinds of things. So I can make minor improvements, but it bothers me on some deep level. And maybe this will come out in my self-portrait, I don't know, that I'm not better looking than I am. I've said this a million times. It's probably a huge amount of conceit that makes me think that way. But it's weird.
We probably mentioned this like a year and a half or 2 years ago. So maybe your answer might have changed. Do you think you've reached your peak, body peak?
Oh, God. I probably reached it some time ago. And it's scary to think about that because I've never been extra fit, and I've never been totally happy with my body. I think eventually I'm just gonna have to write down on a piece of paper, you will never be pleased with the way you look, and then throw that in the fire, you know.
CliffCentral.com